This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
It's time to have a meaningful conversation about tipping for two reasons. First, there is a significant reaction to the expectation of tipping. Second, tipping may become a political issue. Donald Trump declared in Nevada, "When I get to office, we're going to not charge taxes on tips." Why do we tip? Well, historically, it goes back centuries. Andy Kessler talks about London taverns in the 17th century that suggested tipping to ensure promptitude, or to put it in modern terms, to ensure prompt service. Frankly, many customers tip today because the percentage is already on the credit card screen. It is easier to add a tip than to zero it out and then feel guilty. Now, most of us are glad to tip people who perform an important service. The frustration comes when we are asked to tip at a fast food restaurant when we must pick up the food, take it to the table, refill our own drinks, and then throw away our garbage. The social and economic consequences of tipping are significant. The IRS reported $38 billion in reported tips a few years ago. That would likely mean a loss of income and taxes. But what might this do to human behavior? Will employers pay less because they assume that workers are getting tax-free income? Will other professions start asking to be paid in tips? Here's another question. If we no longer tax tips, will they go up or down? According to the Fair Labor Standards Act, employers receive a tip credit between $2.13 per hour and the federal minimum wage. In a sense, your tips now pay part of the worker's base salary. Will that increase or decrease? I think America needs to get ready to have a serious conversation about tipping. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.